have a good handle with what the with what that looks like, because it does dictate what can be built on it. It dictates our land planning. It's one of those known facts that it's always in the back of our mind as we lay this out. It's also surmountable. So we have dealt with sites like this before, where we have perched groundwater, and there's some techniques that we can use to mitigate some of that. It's also very seasonal. So these are the things that we've learned over the years with other sites, but also with this site. We actually had some of our site work crews that came to the site and put a spade in the ground, opened it up a little bit to look at it. One of the things that we found is you can do a lot of soil borings, but it's also it's a snapshot. It's a time of year that you're out there. If you're out there doing it in May, it's very different than August and very different than September. So we try and go out there and, again, just proof check that to see what the fluctuations look like. One of the other things that I should mention is Bear Real Estate Group is our kind of the parent company. Within that, Bear Development is our development division. CMA, Construction Management Associates, is our general contracting arm. We don't have a lot of machinery and a lot of laborers, but we do the vast majority of our own construction. Part of the reason we do that is to be able to control that end-to-end product. So if I'm here in front of you guys and you say you want a particular thing, we can make sure that we can deliver on the other side of that. And we're also in the property management business, Bear Property Management. So when I say Bear, it's kind of the all-encompassing different organizations.
So let's talk about the exciting thing. For Alderman Nelson and I, and Aaron Hertzberg at the time, one of the most exciting things is we are retaining a long-standing business in the city, here in the city, and permitting them to expand. We're not naming the company because they've asked us not to, but we're keeping a company that was on their way out, and that's a tremendous thing. That gives us the advantage, gives Bear the advantage of kick-starting commercial along Loomis Road.
No, that's spot on. Just to bring up an example, we just broke ground 2 weeks ago on a development down in Pleasant Prairie. The anchor in that instance was Freighter. It was a site with a bunch of different challenges, but similar to this, a lot of different asset classes. But it's really a parallel situation that big first mover gave us the ability to put the framework of the deal with all of the infrastructure and the moving parts, but to have that known quantity coming in allows us to take the various risks on the other parts and piece it all together. So this is comparable from the standpoint that we've got a great potential user. I appreciate not getting into details about them and their specific business, just due to the fact that they asked us not to, and there's still due diligence as we go through this process. But long-standing business and believe a true asset to the community. So when we looked at that, where it's in industrial use, you'll see it denoted here. This you're not quite as good up on screen. And if anybody needs hard copies,
you know what? I can switch cameras. And
I can interpret for you too. That's the projector. I don't know what the problem.
Yeah, and I can even just stand up and do that. Point.
Oh, SR, just leave it there.
Oh, look
fight
at that.
Each other here.
Okay, just anyway. If you can straighten it out. Well,
he doesn't know what straighten is.
I want to make it move. Start moving here. Let's get
the point here. Yeah, SR, let's just hit the high points.
Yeah, let's hit the high points, please.
So we've got this area here is the large user. Pool site is 164 acres. We have 133 in this area here, and we have 29 acres in this area here. So we have the 30-acre large industrial user here. Extends into the light industrial across Loomis, keeping some optionality here with some of these additional parcels. If at some point they want to come into the mix, we're not boxing anybody out that would perpetually create a situation that none of us want. We want to do, I think the single family makes a lot of sense. These lots, proposing 76 single family lots here on the eastern side of the site. But we also recognize that putting single family next to industrial is not great land planning. And so we wanted to be able to utilize some of the natural resources and also deal with some of that high groundwater. So to mitigate some of the cost, which makes sense for everybody, we left. We've got a 47-acre conservation area. And down here in this part of the site, there's actually a really nice wooded area. So we wanted to make sure we stayed out of that. If we can do some things to accentuate it and highlight it, I think it's a pretty cool area to keep and brings a lot of value for the single-family neighborhood as well. As mentioned, we have our light industrial. On the other side of Loomis, we have a bit of an odd site, this 4.75-acre commercial site. It's got high wires running through the center of it. We have, working with the DOT, they own part of that corner there to help straighten that out and make that where it works not only for commercial but for the ingress, egress, et cetera. And then I believe what most of you would be familiar with, the three single-family lots subdivided via CSM over here along the pond side. And this is the roughly 20-acre multifamily site. So that site's currently zoned R8, so we're not proposing any changes or really to discuss that in depth with this plan. But again, we wanted to at least show what it could look like at some point in the future. Here we have 180 units. So those are 20-unit buildings that we've built many times in the past, and it's a hypothetical of what that could look like in the future. But again, that's already zoned, so not really contemplated as part of this. So some of the major thoroughfares, you know, as Mayor mentioned, we've got a lot of utilities. We've got to get to the site. We've got to get water. We've got significant roadway improvements from turning lanes and taper lanes and all of that. Dan is spent a lot of time with the third-party consultants as well as the government officials, DOT, DNR, et cetera. And we think we have a good handle on it, but it's pretty fluid, and you learn more every day as we continue to go through the process. Access in and out of the site. Right now we have the ability for two access points off of Loomis, having the one here as the major, because that is a full access point. Dan, is that second access point, is that a full intersection, or is that just right in, right out? So that's just the right in, right out there. But we wanted to have a connection way, a connection to that single-family area where we don't envision and will limit any truck traffic going through the single-family, but we also recognize to mitigate congestion points, we will have single-family people likely use this as a cut-through. So it seems to make sense and work with the traffic flows. Seems like it's good planning. At one point, we didn't have a connector there, but based on the feedback, I think it works pretty well. I have a neighborhood park in this area also helping create some separation between the light industrial and the single family. Single family standpoint, we do have a few unique challenges in working with some of the different codes, but by and by, the lots will feel like they're approximately 20,000 square foot lots. In reality, we might have to limit some of those pads to the 14,000 square feet, but then we'll do some buffer areas and some different things in and along the backside. So we'll provide further clarification on that as we proceed. We're also not showing any of the stormwater detention basins. That's something that we'll have to figure out and see what those clarifications.
I think that's good, SR.
Yep.
Questions? Alderman Barber, Alderman Taylor.
Well, Nelson?
Alderman Barber.
When do you realistically hope to break ground on this?
So is that for concept review?
So we would like to move forward quick. One of the benefits of a product like this is, you know, we've won two, three, really four different kinds of products, so we're not building. It's not all single family or all multifamily. Our large user has a desire to start turning earth here as soon as possible. By fall would be late summer, fall would be our objective.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, when I saw this in the packet, I mentioned the mayor earlier. I like the commercial. I like the residential. I don't like the apartments. I mean, Oak Creek has lots of apartments. They build them all over the place. I don't want to turn into Oak Creek. Specific where I think that.
You can say that now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, they have their reasoning for it, but I don't think that's us. And I think where we've tried to build, we've approved apartments, is we're trying to build density. And we're not trying to build density here. So if there's other locations up by 76 in Rawson, let's say, behind Orchard View, if there was a development there to build density, I'd be okay with that. So that's something I know it's zoned that way. You know, and when we do the master plan and we look, I mean, we zone the whole city, maybe that's something that I should have made more attention to, but it's, you know, it's down the road. So that's something I'm just not going to care for at all, is apartments there. I don't think we should be building them there. I really don't. Like I said, I don't want to be like I said, Old Creek, where they just build a lot of them. They are everywhere. I just don't want that to be us. So what could you do in this location besides that? What could you replace that with? And I know it would require rezoning, which that's fine, but yep, that's going to be a holdup for me.
Sure.
I know it's down the road, but it's going to be a holdup.
Yeah, and that's the way we wanted to really provide that clarification, where to be transparent, we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we did own this, but we do not have any immediate intentions of moving forward on that. I think down the road, it's a good discussion about what other kind of product could go there, single family. You know, we do have a groundwater challenge here, but there are some things that are being done with some of the excess spoils to be able to raise that pad up a little bit. One of the challenges with high groundwater, basements are very expensive and difficult, but you know, whether it's a single family play because we can raise those pads up, I think something else can be done there. We had some time challenges where our main user here wants to get moving quickly. So we thought it best, because it really isn't subject to a rezone and we don't have any immediate reasoning to move that forward, the last thing we wanted to do was hold up the master development plan.
Right.
Just so we could move that piece of it.
If it was a part of it, and I was telling you that I'm not going to support it, even though I'm only 1 of 6, what would you come in with?
Well, that's why we're not. That's why we're not bringing it.
You don't know,
so I don't have to answer that. Yeah, yeah. So I'm not really sure quite yet. Some of it goes back to, again, we were able in conjunction with the DOT and the city to put some dirt down there to raise those pads up, and so we want to see how that takes, and we want to do our soil compaction tests afterwards. That could make a difference on the product.
So you're looking about
more business.
What?
The mayor said more business.
Yeah, so you're okay with that. You're okay with us not doing apartments there, yeah, also. Okay. In terms of the residential lots, we're looking at like about 0.4 acres roughly, somewhere in that range.
Correct. So I've got the ratios here. One thing that we heard was important is we want them to look and feel like that 0.4 acre range. We do have some restrictions, but we can some nuance to it. But the lot sizes, some of them might be about that 14,000 square foot mark, which is like a 0.3. But we're going to bake in some additional buffer areas around it. So from a look and feel standpoint, they actually feel bigger than that, closer to that one-third of an acre to a half-acre size.
Okay. We're playing with TIF ratios too, Gary.
That's what we're battling both sides of it to make sure we can get that in.
We could make them bigger lots, but then there'd be no public assistance.
Can't use it for increment, which
and
is
they're looking for public assistance, I'm
yes,
understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's another issue to look at.
Commercial industrial part.
Yeah.
And the Alderman Mayor.
Just a couple quick comments. We don't need to get into a lot of discussion. Sidewalks around the residential, I would prefer to see that. Maybe even some trails in the wild area there. And I agree 100% with the apartments. I won't support the apartments, but come up with a good plan. I know it's zoned multifamily, but don't be afraid to come up with something different.
Sure.
And let's go for rezoning if we have to, because I don't support the apartments either.
Good feedback.
Alderman Nelson.
I wanted to speak less for by design, so I wasn't going to be the only one that was going to be negative on the apartment part of it. So, but I met with you a couple times. I really appreciate a lot of the information you've put forth. And when that date that we do get together, you know, we have a date and looks like it's going to happen.
Date?
Date to meet. It's our public
neighborhood meeting.
Yeah.
Neighborhood meeting. I'll rephrase that because I don't want to. Anyway, he's just a troublemaker. So, but when the neighbors come out and they're going to want to know real specific plans in phases, and if the direct phase, the first phase, is going to be that, you know, heavy commercial on the far south end, as much transparency, like you've just said a couple times tonight, absolutely, or it's going to have that big pushback. But like the concept, you guys put a lot of work into it. Obviously, we've got more questions as we move forward, but I believe it's going in the right direction.
Alderman, would you like us, one of the concerns that we have, and it's great feedback on the multifamily, would you like us just to pull that off? Again, we want to be transparent, but I also don't want to confuse the discussion since it's, at this point in time, really not contemplated within the overall development. And you think that would be helpful?
Sure. If I could suggest, just label it R8 multifamily, but pull the buildings off.
Dog bones off.
Right, because you've heard half the council so far feel like that we wouldn't support that if you were coming in for that. So yeah. I suppose if you just do what the mayor suggested, I think that would be why cause any issues with the neighborhood meeting when half of us are saying, we don't really like that anyway, so why even waste time focusing on
it? We don't want it anyhow.
Right, yeah. So that's what I would do.
Alderman Nelson still has the floor. Alderman Dandrian.
I like what I'm seeing here. Concerned, if you're going to phase this, you're going to phase it with the commercial building. Are you phasing it on the southwest side? Is that what you're looking at? That'll be entirely a phase one type of a development, or no?
We're still looking at the phasing lines. Quite honestly, with the way this is set up, I don't believe there would be much phasing to this. Our goal would be to go in to get all of the infrastructure down, to go through that process, and there's given this product type, we're not speccing all of these light industrial buildings. So I think the goal here would be to make sure all of the major utilities are connected and phase as little as possible to move it forward.
So when you look at developing this and putting your NRPP together, you're going to be using both sides of the road in your calculation? I'm just making sure that when this stuff comes to plan, we're not getting confused with land masses and your water retention ponds and everything else.
Sure. We'll make I'm not sure of the exact answer to that, but we'll make sure that when we come in front of you next, that's well thought through and we address that.
Okay. I mean, and I do like it that you have, I mean, and I'm sure your bankers do too, that you have a strongly interested party to start to roll this project out.
It's a big deal with a lot of increments. So
definitely, is that the main ace in the hole?
Okay. It's important. You know, we acquired this land prior to that deal coming about. So we're committed to the site, looking to move it forward, but it makes a big impact as we talk about phasing and what the balance of those land use plans look like.
So you have purchased this land. You don't have commitments to purchase.
Correct. We own it.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.
What is the single parcel that's sandwiched between the commercial and the residential cul-de-sac that's off of Ryan Road? Up just a little bit?
Right here?
Yes. What is that?
So that's a land that we do not own. So it is a single-family home right now. And so one of the considerations that we've tried to do here with the land plan is to not completely put our back to that parcel, because that would forever kind of limit it and make it a very odd-shaped bowling alley. So we wanted to try and be thoughtful with our design that if at some point the family there decided they wanted to sell a component of it, that it could be incorporated into the design and it doesn't look like an afterthought.
Okay. On the apartment area, I realize you're trying to get density so you can get more financial from it, but would side-by-sides work, duplex-type situations? Because
I think they could. I mean, if I can speak, if you'd like me to, just to the overall market in southeastern Wisconsin. So we do about 1,000 units a year of multifamily from every product type, from the workforce to the high end. That market is we know there's good financing available. We can get that to work. Deals are really tight and they're tough, as always. But the condo market is different. the fee simple when you're selling the product, doing multi-unit condo buildings. We've done a lot of them over the years, but we haven't done many in the last 7 to 8 because that market is very, very different today and pretty dried up. One of the first areas that we've seen rebound, and I know you've seen it a lot in Franklin too, are the side-by-side duplexes.
Right. Greendale has a lot, and they go really quick.
Yep.
Because you can get your income from one side and live on the other side, and it seems to be the way younger people would prefer to than having large lots to maintain when they want to be busy and travel. So that was a thought I had. I'm not thrilled about the cul-de-sacs. I know we get complaints from our, you know, snowplow drivers on
down
that.
Down in the single-family area here?
Yeah. I see you only have actually the two other ones, but I prefer that a lot of those roads went through. As far as the area in the middle that you have all green, what do you envision that to be?
The green area here, the 47 acres? So it would remain natural resource. So there would be easements and restrictions that it would stay grasslands and wetlands. One of the areas that we're exploring, and we've done this in other communities, are wetland banks.
Here we go.
Mira and I have talked about it. And it's a dicey, long process that we don't know if it would even be successful. It involves the Army Corps, the DNR. It takes years and years. But at a minimum, we recognize that we need to create some great separation between the single family and the industrial. And so this is a lot of separation, 47 acres. But yeah, we're also battling with some groundwater and some different things. So there's a lot that has gone into that analysis to say, to make that, well, we could utilize more of it. To do that, what would the cost be? And the economics have to pencil
out. Well, I'm wondering, what about community garden type situation for the residents? Those are really popular and people want to live next to that, and since this was an agricultural area, it would be nice to keep some of the land in ag. Plus, if you've got a high water table, you don't have to water your crops as much. So
yeah, we've done a lot of them, especially on our multifamily communities where we're it's a nice amenity. And so whether
I'm not saying the whole thing, but maybe a portion of it might be a nice draw for that area. So
we want to do anything to have happy residents, happy tenants, happy industrial owners.
Otherwise, if you just think, it's just going to be, green open space, and it becomes something that's not maintained.
Yep.
Overgrown, and
So it's something certainly we can vet out
further. Okay, thanks.
We have been talking about numbers. SR is want to bring that up. A TIF district for this area. We talked a range of participation by the city. I don't know that it's appropriate to do that at this point unless you all indicate that there's an objection to working out a detail. We would do the normal procedure of having, and Ehlers has already looked at the numbers on this. So, and I think you all know me. Whatever the number is, it's too high.
Yeah, we don't do this now.
Okay.